Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
The wait is over and the big reveal is in. Time's Person of the Year is hashtag Me Too. Yep, not what everybody expected. They certainly switched things up on us. Well, you know, the publication named the women of the hashtag Me Too movement who gave voice to the countless women that have been victims and survivors of sexual assault. It was made on the Today Show, and the women of the movement came out to hold their perpetrators accountable. Now, although the hashtag Me Too movement has gained widespread prominence since the ousting of some notable Hollywood figures, the Me Too movement actually started in 2006 by an African-American woman named Tarana Burke. She knew someone who had experienced sexual assault and wanted to do something to help women and girls, particularly women and girls of color, who had survived sexual violence for the past 400 years in this country. Well, she's in the middle of working on a documentary called Me Too that comes out next year. We already know that that one's going to win all kind of awards. And in the meantime, longtime Houston Oilers quarterback Warren Moon is the latest public figure to be accused of sexual impropriety. Now, a woman who worked as an executive assistant for the NFL Hall of Famer filed a lawsuit alleging sexual harassment. The woman is 32-year-old Wendy Haskell. She was hired in July by Moon's sports marketing firm. And in the lawsuit filed Monday here in Orange County, she alleges the 61-year-old Moon grabbed her by the crotch without her consent, required her to wear thong underwear, and forced her to sleep in the same bed when they were traveling on business, among other allegations. Oh well, we'll hear more about that one, but here's some good news. Once again, Chance the Rapper has made a big company step up to the plate, following in his own footsteps. First it was the Chicago Bulls, and now it's Google. You know, Chance the Rapper's social works charity got a big boost from Google on Wednesday after the tech giant donated $1 million to Chance's nonprofit, which aims to give Chicago youth access to programming and resolutions to reach their full potential. Now, Chance announced the big donation while visiting Adam Clayton Powell Jr. Academy, that's one of his favorite schools, during a coding session with students. Along with the $1 million donation to Social Works, Google has also donated $500,000 to Chicago Public Schools. Now, that will help teachers build computer sciences and arts curriculums. You know, Google realizes that 65% of grade school kids are going to be working in careers that don't even exist today. So they don't know what those careers are going to be, but you know what? They know the skills that they will learn through coding, like critical thinking and creative problem solving, are going to be the future. And good for you, Chance, for making everybody step up to the plate. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN Online. And again, addressing this whole issue of hashtag Me Too, make sure you check out this week's podcast with Dr. Ava Goodell. She is a specialist in that area, and we talk about some solutions to the problem. All that at AURN.com.